You're listening to SBS News.
Another day and another set of claims levelled against Peter Dutton. The newest allegations accuse Mr. Dutton of lobbying the former head of the Australian Border Force, Roman Quadfalig, in 2014 to give jobs to two former Queensland Police colleagues of the minister. But the Home Affairs Minister wasn't taking the latest claims lying down, using parliamentary privilege during question time to attack Mr. Quadfalig's character and warn the federal opposition not to rely on what he has to say.
This smear is coming from the former Australian Border Force Commissioner, a man who was, as Commissioner, sacked from his position. He was a man who had groomed a girl 30 years younger than himself. He is discredited and disgraced, Mr. Speaker. The reality is that he was. This is important, Mr. Speaker, because understand the motivation of those opposite. As it turns out, his executive officer now is a senior advisor. Who to? The Leader of the Opposition.
It's the latest attack in an ongoing feud between the pair, which began after the minister rejected Mr. Quadfalig's assertions that he intervened in the cases of a number of European au pairs in 2015. Mr. Quadfalig was fired in March following an investigation into his role in helping a junior staff member with whom he was in a relationship get a job at Sydney Airport. Soon after Mr. Dutton's speech, Mr. Quadfalig fired back on Twitter, referring to the minister's curious, stuttering, rambling comments before issuing a statement that called on Mr. Dutton to withdraw them. Labor's immigration spokesman Shane Newman says questions around Mr. Dutton's credibility are mounting.
It would seem that Peter Dutton gives au pairs to rich donors and government jobs to his mates. How many times has Peter Dutton provided jobs, which are taxpayer-funded jobs, in Border Force and in his office? These are questions he needs to answer. Also, how many government backbench MPs have helped Peter Dutton to provide jobs for his mates in his office and in Border Force? If Scott Morrison has a shred of leadership in relation to this matter, he must ask Peter Dutton to explain the situation.
A Senate inquiry is currently looking into Mr. Dutton's use of ministerial powers to prevent the deportations. Mr. Dutton has disputed a report in a letter sent to the inquiry by Mr. Quadfalig, alleging he was asked by the minister's chief of staff to halt the deportation of a young au pair, saying the dates don't match when he was at the department. In response, Mr. Quadfalig wrote another letter explaining the date mix-up by suggesting he may have been referring to the case of a third au pair. Minister Dutton says he's been asked to look at thousands of visa matters, with many such requests coming from the Labor Party. The minister says Labor is jealous of the government's success in stopping asylum seeker boats and is resorting to dirty tactics to discredit him.
But I take on merit the cases that they put to me, Mr. Speaker.
Member for Lawler,
I have no personal interest in relation to that matter. I have stated, Mr. Speaker, what this is about. And be reassured of this fact. This has, all of these personal attacks, nothing at all to do with visas for people on tourist visas. It has everything to do with the Labor Party trying to conjure up these dirty personal attacks because they hate the fact we've been successful.
Mr. Dutton has also dismissed suggestions he misled Parliament by denying he had any personal connection to the cases in question. Despite it later being revealed that one of the au pairs intended to work for a former Queensland Police colleague. Greens MP Adam Bandt says the Australian people have the right to find out the truth.
It's very different when you are a minister exercising power on behalf of the Australian people, and you get to exercise a lot of that in secret, behind closed doors. People are entitled to scrutinise ministers. Ministers have to be scrutinised to a much higher level. Now, we don't know the full facts about what's happened here. Allegations have been made. They may well be tested before a Senate inquiry. If there's nothing to see here, as Peter Dutton says, then he should just front up and tell his side of the story.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.